welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a magnificent day today. It's decent weather here in Florida. It looks like it's a little overcast today, still a little kickback from the hurricane. But other than that, not much rain, and should loosen up a little bit at the end of the week. We should have some good sun. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, doing absolutely wonderful. Got a bunch of news to cover with you guys today. Everybody put a seatbelt on. I've had a busy day, but I prepped first thing this morning for all of these shows. And I want to start off with the flawed HPV vaccine safety statement revealed in the leaked emails. So we're getting all kinds of stuff out of emails. In an open letter to the head of the World Organization, Dr. Hsing-Hang Lee, medical doctor, the director of the Milford Molecular Diagnostics Laboratory in Milford, Connecticut, claims that members of the WHO's, the World Health Organization's Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety, deliberately manipulated scientific data relating to the safety of the HPV vaccine's Gardasil. The letter states that the emails obtained via Freedom of Information request clearly demonstrate that members of this organization and the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare knew before February the 26th, 2014, the Tokyo public hearing, that one of their own experts showed scientific evidence that HPV vaccination does increase cytokines, increasing necrosis factor, increasing cancer, increasing infertility, particularly at the injection site compared to other vaccines. This increase can be attributed to HPV LT gene DNA fragments, the viral DNA fragments in the HPV vaccines that bind to aluminum adjuvants. The mechanism explains why serious adverse reactions occur more often in people injected with HPV vaccines than other vaccines, and why certain predisposed individuals may suffer sudden, unexplained deaths as a result. Austin, do you realize how big this article is? They're openly stating now that this product kills people, and they're telling the World Health Organization. Yet the World Health Organization doesn't care because their only mandate is to reduce the population of the planet. How nuts is all this?
Well, what it does is it confirms everything we've been talking about for years, especially on the show for the last year.
Right.
I mean, we've gone into detail repeatedly, independent research study after research study that's gone out on vaccines in general, and especially with the HPV vaccine, on what it does to females, especially with issues with all kinds of problems with health, with reproductive issues, I mean, death, paralysis, you name it. And now we see that the WHO, the World Health Organization, who supposedly is all about trying to promote overall health for the entire world, is what they act like they do. When we see stuff like this, we realize that they're nothing there but a front for the globalist agenda. I mean, this is almost embarrassing, Dad. I mean, we know this has been happening, but the fact that we see the emails now involved like this, especially with the emails now, too, that we saw from John Podesta get leaked with WikiLeaks yesterday. I mean, there's so much media collusion with Clinton in some of these emails that I've been going through today. It's insane. I mean, if anywhere from the CNBC and the Clinton campaign with unethical leaks, the New York Times giving Hillary Clinton veto power over all the quotes and articles she's in. One of the emails even confirms everything with Hillary before printing anything, it's run by her or her staff to let her know if they want it published. If not, she would say no, and they would can it. I mean, we're talking about giving questions to Bill Clinton ahead of time. That was on Breitbart. This whole email dump is insane with Podesta today. So, I mean, this is something right now. I don't understand how much stuff we're going to have to see about Clinton before people finally realize that this is a complete and total globalist traitor that wants nothing less than destruction for the United States to bring in their New World Order agenda, Dad. I mean, this thing today was pretty crazy. A lot of these emails I'm seeing now from WikiLeaks.
Well, it just goes more and more. In fact, here's some of the crazy stuff that I read, and it's from Podesta again. And it's basically he's the main driver behind the alien disclosure of Roswell, with various reporting sources reporting on it from the Wall Street Journal. I mean, upon leaving the Obama administration in 2015, Mr. Podesta wrote on Twitter that his biggest failure was not securing the disclosure of the UFO files to the American population. The same WSJ article discussed that Tom Delaney from the Handblink 182 was giving Mr. Podesta information on alien contacts that he had had. In one of the emails from 2015, Mr. Lange says he would introduce Mr. Podesta to two very important people involved in issues relating to our sensitive topic. I think you'll find them very interesting, as they were both principal leadership relating to our topic. Both were in charge of the most fragile divisions as it relates to classified science and DOD topics. In other words, they are A-level officials. And he goes on to say, he says, he just had to say that out loud, but is very aware as he was in charge of all the stuff. But when Roswell crashed, they shipped it to the laboratory at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. General McCaslin was in charge of that exact laboratory up to a couple of years ago, Mr. DeLange wrote, referring to the Roswell conspiracy theory that the U.S. government recovered an alien vessel in 47. All of this stuff, in fact, the late astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who was an advocate for alien contact and disclosure, said that Podesta was in contact with him to obtain similar intelligence. So this whole thing, this is some weird stuff. Mr. Mitchell warned his acquaintance that the extraterrestrial intelligence would not tolerate any forms of military violence on Earth or in space. This is all from the WikiLeaks email, guys. I mean, this is the stuff they've been lying and lying and lying and lying about. This is the stuff that I actually talked about on Hagmann 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, and I told, went into detail on, in 1947 what they did. So you guys have to listen to that whole show. There's a whole 3-hour show on just this stuff. And apparently the stuff that I was reporting, Austin, has been verified by WikiLeaks with this whole email dump from the Clinton administration and the Obama administration top people. Is this nuts or what? I mean, this whole thing is just Looney Tunes.
Well, no, it's absolutely crazy. And especially, I mean, we see now the collusion with the media and with Hillary and what you're just talking about now with this. I mean, it's almost a bombshell, this stuff. And then we were waiting to see when he was going to release this stuff now, and I'm glad he finally did. But especially with Hillary, I mean, we've been talking about it for months as far as what the media has been doing against Trump, how every single thing he does, they try and eviscerate him for the last 5, 10, 15 years. Yet anything Clinton does, they immediately term it as conspiracy theory. Oh, that's nothing. That's conspiracy theory. That didn't happen. That didn't exist. She didn't delete 33,000 emails. Bill Clinton didn't rape anybody. That's all conspiracy theory. Well, now it's no longer conspiracy theory. Now we got full-blown email dumps from WikiLeaks showing that these were done, and they've been going on for years and years and years, and now she's been directly colluding with the media and making sure that they give her exactly what she wants, when she wants it. And it's a crazy, it's almost like a dream world, Dad, when you start reading some of this stuff. It's like almost everything we've been taught or we've been told to believe is a lie. I mean, that's a very difficult concept for a lot of people to grasp, but once you start figuring this out, it's quite freaky, to be honest with you, bud.
Well, you don't want to believe it. I mean, because the truth, here's the thing. In 1947, something happened in Roswell, Arizona. It wasn't weather balloons. If you read the book The Day After Roswell, it goes into detail on what happened. It was written by Colonel Corso. The head Department of Defense in Canada, Helluride, he met with generals and with officials, and he asked them about the book The Day After Roswell. These top generals told him that every word in the book was true. It was an international bestseller back in the 90s when it was released. He wrote it 50 years after his clearance had been completed in the military after this had happened. Now, what's crazy about this, he has no reason to lie. He was a full bird colonel under three administrations. Something happened, and we have to understand, guys, we've got to tie this back to the fallen angels. We have to tie this back to interdimensional entities. We have to tie this back to demons, the same stuff that talks about in the Bible. I mean, we have to realize that these angels aren't from around here. You got to get your head around that to start with. They pop in and they pop out, interdimensional beings. They just suddenly show up, then they disappear. Okay, so we know this is going on because the Bible tells us this is going on. We also know in the book of Enoch that these angels came to this planet, and they basically started teaching us all of this corrupt technology, and that they basically started breeding with the women on this planet that God had created, creating giants and Nephilim and all kinds of other horrible creatures. And it got so bad that every thought of every man was evil all of the time, and God destroyed the planet with the flood, and Noah's genetics was clean, and he started over again. But it says that these same beings, these fallen angels, were there before and after the flood. So what we've got here is the complete tie-in of Scripture now with these extraterrestrial entities, beings, angels, demons. You put your own name on them, I don't care. But apparently all of this stuff is true. It's coming through WikiLeaks now as leaked emails as far as a full disclosure and what's going on this planet. Now, if you want to have a full fun to the last drop time would be listen to that whole show I did with Hagmann 3 weeks ago, and we covered this for 3 full hours. And I told everybody, I said, don't believe me on this. Do your own research. And I asked Doug about it. I said, what kind of feedback did you get from that show? He goes, Ted, every single email was positive. We got hundreds and hundreds of emails off that show, and every single one of them were positive. People want to know the truth. We all have finally realized, like you said a moment ago, Austin, that we have been lied to so much and told so many lies about so many different things that it's time for the government of the United States to come clean like Kennedy wanted them to back in the 60s, but the CIA wouldn't allow it, and they had him killed. Now, guys, it's time to put a man in the White House who's willing to tell the people of the United States the truth. When Hillary Clinton said in the emails that one group of people who are her supporters, she feeds them a lot of BS, but she didn't say BS. She filled it all out. And then everybody else gets the truth, and she does whatever she wants to do when she gets into the White House. She is a narcissistic, lesbian, child molester, demon-possessed, whackbag witch is what she is. The problem is she's very, very powerful because of all the people that she has in her blackmail circle and all the people they've killed, and they know that she'll kill people in order to silence them. They know that. There's over 100 dead bodies following the Clintons now, including Vince Foster and a plethora of other ones. Now, guys, listen to me. We don't want this in the White House. You know, here's the thing. We got Donald Trump talking about doing locker room talk, you know, 10 years ago with Billy Bush. Okay, we got that. They've had to dig so deep into the archives trying to find something on him, they finally found something on him from 10 years ago. Okay, they got him on that. We don't know how much he's changed in the past 10 years. We don't know if he's been born again in the past 10 years. We don't know if that's still his behavioral patterns. We don't know. We have no idea. All we know is something they pulled out of the archives 10 years ago. Okay, he has locker room talk and he's vulgar sometimes. We got it. What do you think Bill Clinton is? What do you think he is? He's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist. That's what he is. And Clinton and Hillary is a rapist enabler. These two are nutbag, complete, total whackbags is what they are. I mean, so we got a guy who talks dirty every once in a while. Okay, or talked dirty 10 years ago, they caught him. Okay, we got that. All right. We've got Clinton who rapes women, and Hillary Clinton who's a lesbian. Hillary Clinton who wants to murder children through abortion. We got all of this stuff going on, and people who are Christians are leaving Trump now and voting for Hillary. Guys, listen to me. Get your head screwed on straight. This is a psychop. The entire media, like Austin said a moment ago, is completely colluding together. They're all owned and controlled by the banking interests. The Rothschild boys, they own them all. Bill Clinton saw to that back in the 90s when he deregulated the FCC and ownership of stations and radios and TV stations. He did this for them. They're supporting him now. She skated. She should be in prison for an indefinite period of time for what she did. Bill Clinton should have been in prison for what he did, for all the women he raped. These guys have got a pass, get out of jail free card as long as they stay in power. This is part of the Bush, Prescott Bush, Nazi cabal through skull and bones that tried to take over the country with a fascist dictatorship in 1933. These are the same guys still pulling the strings now for over 80 years in the United States. They still eat off the place settings, the dinnerware of Adolf Hitler that was given to Skull and Bones, to Prescott Bush, when they have special occasions at Skull and Bones. These guys are nuts. Now, whether you want to believe all of this stuff or not, it doesn't make any difference. These guys all believe that it's true. And these guys all want to bring in the kingdom of Lucifer. Well, guys, they can count me out of that. That's what Putin said a few months ago. He said, the West worships Satan. He goes, if that's what they want to do, that's fine with him. He doesn't care, but they can leave Russia out of it. Now, guys, that's how I look at it. They can leave the United States and leave me out of it, but we've got to get rid of these people in the White House that are a bunch of sexual pervert deviants like Hillary and Bill Clinton, and never allow them to be on public soil again, never allow them to be supported by us, and don't allow their foundation to bring in billions of dollars, which they can funnel back into her campaign. Trump said something very clear to her the other day. Hillary, I've spent $100 million on my own campaign, so I'm not going to be beholden to any special interest groups. Why haven't you put any money into your own campaign? Why haven't you put in 20 or 30 or 40 or $100 million? You've made a fortune. Why haven't you put money into your own campaign? But no, you put all the money in from these special interest groups. Now you're going to have to answer to all these people and do their bidding. He was so clear on that on the debate, Austin. Well, that's enough of that. What's your next story?
Well, no, you're absolutely right about it. This is also going back to a health one now. Back on some sodas, this is something I wanted to bring up today. You know, a couple weeks ago, I really went off in detail about the effects of sodas and what they do to the body. It's a well-known fact. Sodas are a significant problem in causing diabetes and obesity and cavities in the United States. We know that. And now it's been reported that over 100 medical organizations, government groups, and health foundations have received big sums of cash from Pepsi and Coca-Cola. A new study out of Boston University published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine has found that between 2011 and 2015, over 96 health organizations have taken money from either Pepsi or Cola or both. Some organizations revealed to have accepted this money, including the American Diabetes Association and the American Red Cross. The study concluded, and I quote, these companies lobbied against public health intervention in 97% of cases, calling into question a sincere commitment to improving the public's health. By accepting funds from these companies, health organizations are inadvertently participating in their marketing plan. And what's interesting about this is what we were just talking about. Again, everything we see, everything we've been told by the media is turning out to be a lie. We got places now, we got companies like the American Red Cross and the American Diabetes Association taking in millions of dollars in donations from Pepsi and Coca-Cola who are directly tied to people having diabetes. That doesn't make any sense to a normal human being, but to these guys, that makes perfect sense because they're all colluding together. They all have the same agenda. Just like I said before, the World Health Organization, the WHO, as we just saw now, knows exactly about the devastating effects of HPV, but refuses to address it to the general population and let them know, hey, this isn't something you guys need to put in your body. Even Japan now has gone out of their way and saying, hey, the HPV is not something you need to get probably right at this second. We're holding off on it until we find out more conclusive evidence on how deadly and toxic this compound is we're forcing people to take in their body. Not the WHO, not the United States of America. They're trying to force children now by gunpoint and not letting them into schools out in California if they don't take on these unbelievably toxic vaccines. Now we see that the soda manufacturers are giving millions of dollars away to companies like the Diabetes Association and the Red Cross when they know exactly what these companies produce and what they cause in people that use the bed. And I don't know, man, today's just one of those days where it's just like you kind of have a we know this stuff, we hear it, we talk about it, we go over it, but when you start seeing study after study and now leaked emails directly from these people tying them back to this stuff, I don't know, man. It's kind of eye-opening again, just to, you know, as an understatement, I guess.
Well, I'll never forget about 2 years ago, my attorney that I've known since college, he was a college roommate. He wasn't an attorney then, but he's been my attorney now for many years, John Parvin, a phenomenal attorney, incredible legal mind, brilliant man, genius IQ. And I remember he contacted me about 2 years ago, and he wrote me a real long email, and he says, you know, Ted, it's interesting because he'd gone on several seminars with me back in the 90s with the Peter Lowe Organization. He goes, everything you told people 25 years ago, everything, from the aspartame to the hydrogenated oils to the pork to all of this, to the fluorine, the chlorine, all of it, it's all mainstream now. And everybody understands, and you were the one who broke this information 25, 30 years ago when nobody else was talking about it, and you're the one who took the abuse from the media. I'll never forget this. One time I was on with Stephen Dickey in Atlanta. This is like 10 or 15 years ago now. That's when they had the number one talk show. I think it was on Q95 or Q105 up in Atlanta. We did that show probably 24 times. Just had a huge, huge response on every time we went on. We had a CD set then we called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. Phenomenal program. We're out of stock on those now. But that was a phenomenal program that we had on that show. And I remember we did the top 10 foods never to eat. And we're going to do two more of those in just a minute. And I remember Austin, I talked about trans fats and hydrogenated oils and how dangerous they were and how butter and olive oil were better and how margarine was poison and Crisco was poison. And I'm calling this stuff out, how I can't believe it's not butter, it's poison, and all the hydrogenated oils that were out there back then. And I remember it was either Tufts University or Emory in Atlanta. I can't remember which one it was or which one's even there. They got really, really mad, and their dietetics department called up the radio station and they demanded extra time to come on the air and to basically rebuke, you know, do a rebuttal on what I had said about trans fats and hydrogenated oils. And sure enough, because they pitched such a fit with the program director, they let them back on. Now, they called me everything but whatever, because I said trans fats were bad for you and that hydrogenated oils were bad for you and that butter was better than margarine. I mean, I was subjected to public insult on the same waves, radio waves, that I've been on many, many times with Stephen Vicky. Well, it wasn't 6 months later, Austin, that the Food and Drug Administration came out and said that all trans fats had to be labeled in all products, and that they didn't know what to do because trans fats were so poisonous and so toxic for you that there was no daily limit amount that you could put into your body that wasn't going to be deleterious or poisonous to your health. Now, this has happened after I was on with that show when they had the big dietetics department went berserk with me on up there. And so I'll never forget Stephen Vicky when the FDA released that. They called me up and they said, hey, we want to do another show with you, man. You were 100% right. I said, yeah, I know I was right. I said, I'm a research biochemist. I've had 18 hours of chemistry, including a year of organic and a year of general chemistry. Plus, I was in the biochemical genetics laboratory for 400 hours in one class alone. And I said, I know I'm right. I know what this stuff is. So they called me up, Austin, about a week later, you know, doing a live show. This time I wasn't in the studio. I was out here at the house in my office right here. It's a few feet from where I'm sitting right now. But I'll never forget it. They said, hey, look, you know, Tufts University or Emory, whoever it was, said that you're absolutely crazy because you said that trans fats and hydrogenated oils were bad and that butter was better. How do you respond to the fact they think you're nuts? And here's my response. The Holy Spirit helped me with this because they didn't tell me they were going to ask me this question. I wasn't given the questions like Hillary is before the debates. I said to them, I said, well, I guess I am crazy. They said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm nuttier than a fruitcake. And they said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, I'm crazy enough to believe that the United States doesn't have to lead the world when it comes to heart disease and to diabetes and to cancer. And the leading cause of death on our children doesn't have to be cancer. And we don't have to have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized nation. So if that makes me crazy, yeah, go ahead and lock me up, put me in a little padded room and send a little short bus to pick me up because it makes me crazy. And they just started laughing. And they said, well, tell us what you know, Ted. And then I hit them with a whole story with the FDA and what they had just found out about trans fats and hydrogenated oils and how every single thing that I had said on that major radio talk show in Atlanta was correct. Guys, I don't make this stuff up. I broke the stories back in the 70s, in the 70s on a bunch of chemicals, back in the 80s on the trans fats and the hydrogenated oils and on aspartame. I spoke about it on thousands of radio and TV talk shows in the 90s, talked about all of this stuff. And guys, it's the same thing I'm telling you right now. Health and being healthy doesn't have to be a weird coincidence that you just happen to stay healthy. You can stay healthy and manage to have incredible energy. Just a few moments ago, I spoke with a young man who was here. Kevin is his father's name. And Paul was diagnosed with a malignant glial brain tumor 27 months ago. He was given 3 months to live without treatment, 12 months to live with full treatment, with full radiation. No matter what, they said he'd be dead within 12 months. A glial tumor that had tentacles inside of his brain. They came to me and they said, can you help? And I said, well, I've got a medical doctor who can do this, this, and this for you. Here's what I do for your immune system. Do this, this, and this, and this. Work with this medical doctor in your area. So they work with their medical doctor in their area. And now 27 months later, without chemotherapy, without any radiation, Paul is completely cancer-free. Now, guys, listen to me. I'm not taking any credit for any of this because he worked with a medical doctor up in South Carolina for this. But here's what I will say is this. Our God is greater than any disease. Jesus died for our sins. He died for our sickness and our diseases. If we stand on the word and stand in faith and we follow things that we know are correct and we do what's right in God's eyes, He will be quick to heal us and forgive us of any of our transgressions. And I believe that with all of my heart. I really, really, really do. So here's the point. If you have a problem with your health, if you have a problem with, you know, some horrible debilitating disease, if you have a problem with weight gain or body fat, doesn't it make more sense that if you didn't eat the things that you had eaten to get these problems, that you wouldn't have these current problems? That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, number 7 on the list that I want to talk to you today about on the top 10 list of foods never to eat is chlorine and fluoride. I talked about this at length. These are both halogens. They both are in the halogen family, and the body thinks they're both iodine. When you ingest these into your system, they're absorbed into the thyroid, causing hypothyroidism, causing hyperthyroidism, causing weight gain, causing you to become sluggish and tired all of the time. They're unbelievably bad for you. And so the same thing with bromides that are put in breads. And they know that these things do this to your thyroid gland, but they don't care. That's why you need to be taking potassium iodine every single day, and you don't need to put any fluorine or chlorine in your body at all. Fluorine was first put in the water supply, fluoride, in the German Nazi concentration camps, because they found it made the inmates servile and infertile, and they could put it into the water and they could do mass medication to the people without forcing them to take pills. Remember, when you force a person to take a pill, they can spit the pill out. But when you take a person who's giving and drinking water, they can't, they have to stay alive to drink the water, so you can medicate them that way. When we went into the concentration camps in 1945 and we saw the research that had been done on the patients in 1946, remember, at this point in time, our country had already been taken over by the Rothschild banking cartel, who was then, through the Exchange Stability Fund, in charge of the Treasury of the United States. We were already in receivership. This Rothschild banking cartel at that point in time was working with the CIA and other covert operations, including the OSS, which became the CIA, and they started deciding they were going to have to find a way to dumb down the American population and make them servile and infertile. And basically, they had to find a way to get guys to stop being guys. That's when they started putting a bunch of chemicals in the food supply, plastics in the food supply. All of this stuff happened after World War II. And then what they did, they started putting fluoride in our water supply, and it was horribly accepted. People did not want it in there because it's rat poison, for heaven's sakes. It's a neurological poison. It drops your IQ score points. It does all of this stuff. Harvard has come out and said this, but it doesn't make any difference. We're medicating the water now under the guise of tooth decay prevention. It's a lie. That's a total lie. Austin, you've never had fluoride toothpaste. You've never had fluoride rinse. You've never had any of that. You've never had a cavity. You're 28 years old. I mean, I had two cavities my whole life when I was 18 years old, and I still don't believe I had a cavity. I think the dentist wanted to nail me for a couple of fillings because he was one of those kind of dentists. I don't believe for a second that I even had a cavity, but he said I did, so I listened to him, and so I didn't know any better. So I ended up with two mercury fillings, one of which has come out by now. I've got one in my mouth that I need to have removed. I'm trying to find a biological dentist in my area that can do that. But the point is, fluoride is a neurotoxin. It needs to be kept out of your body. Mercury is a neurotoxin. So fluorine and chlorine, chlorine was used in World War I and trench warfare to poison people with poisonous gas. If you've ever opened up your pool tablets, if you get a whiff of that stuff, you know, those chlorine tablets, it'll knock you out, and it's unbelievably hard on the lungs. When we were at Florida State University and we were in organic chemistry, we were doing experiments in the laboratory, and we ever put chemicals together that created fluorine gas or chlorine gas or any kind of toxic gas, especially chlorine gas, we would make sure we used a vented vapor hood, which created a vacuum, and you'd work with your arms underneath the hood, pulling air through and exhausting it through a filter up in the attic or up in the roof. That's how we did all that. We never allowed anybody to get exposed to chlorine gas. And they would tell us, if you get chlorine gas in this room, you're going to be hospitalized. You may die from lung damage almost immediately. This is how strong chlorine is. It's unbelievably poisonous, like almost every living thing on the planet. Now, except for some microbes they found. But the truth of the matter is, you don't need to be putting it in your water supply and drinking it. In some municipalities, there's actually more chlorine in the water supply than there is in your swimming pool. So you can test it yourself and see that, but you drink it, don't even think anything about it. That's why you have to be using a point-of-use filter like a distiller. The distiller will take the fluoride and the chlorine out. Now, charcoal filters will take most of the chlorine out, but they will not take the fluoride out. You need to use distillation or reverse osmosis for that. That's why at Health Masters, we believe in distillation systems. I have one at my house. Austin has one at his house. We have one at the office. That's all we drink is distilled water. It's got the perfect pH. It's got no contaminants in it whatsoever. That's why we drink distilled water, because you've got to get the fluorine and the chlorine and all the solvents and all the chemicals and all the pesticides and all the stuff in your water, if you're on a well, still needs to come out. That's why we use distillation. Number eight are high-fat, non-organic dairy products that are loaded with bovine growth hormone from Monsanto. There's that name again, Monsanto, the great killer of humanity. Bovine growth hormone is incredibly poisonous and toxic to the body. A few years ago, they had a show called The Investigators. It was on Channel 13 here in Tampa. And you can watch this online. You can see it online still. And it's called The Investigators, Tampa Bay, Channel 13. And they did a big expose on Monsanto. And they were, and basically on bovine growth hormone and the dairy products. And the show was pulled and they were never allowed to air it. Then that showed them the complete and total monopoly of the media and who controlled the media. In fact, they ended up filing a lawsuit trying to get this because they got fired over all this and it was reversed. But the crazy thing it is, that's the same station that I was on back in the 90s when I was on with Kathy Fountain. And I did the show, The Top 10 Foods Never to Eat, and we had a 37% market share, I think, of 13 Tampa Bay counties when I was on the show. Huge percentage market share. They called me back 6 months later. They want me back on the show again. They told me I could not mention aspartame at all or NutraSweet at all. because the diet soda companies had told, they were told them they were going to pull their advertising if we talked about this. This is the same station that would allow them to talk about the bovine growth hormone. So guys, I'm telling you this. Organic raw milk is your best bet. That's the best. If you can't get it raw certified in your state that's legal, then I suggest you get the raw, non-homogenized milk. That's the best to get because it's going to have to be pasteurized slightly, but that's the best to get. And now with children, when they're real young, under the age of one, they can't digest cow's milk at all, start getting all kinds of allergies from it. You'll need to use the raw certified goat's milk. But guys, high-fat dairy products are one of the primary causes of heart disease and all kinds of other diseases in the United States. It's like a slop. You should never drink milk that's not organic. You should never drink low-fat milk or 1% milk, even if it is organic. Always drink whole organic milk that hasn't been processed, that's only been flash pasteurized. That's the best you're going to get, and try to get it grass fed, and that's going to give you a lot healthier kids, and you'll be a lot healthier for it. Do you want to add anything to that, Austin?
Well, yeah, that goes in to tie in exactly what I talked about in yesterday's episode about the whey protein with a lot of the guys that I know that are in bodybuilding and weight training. Is it goes for the exact same whey. The United States whey that you usually get around here, or the Chinese whey, which is even more toxic, is loaded with all those bovine growth hormones, those antibiotics, estrogen, everything. So it's not something you want to put in your body. And also, too, to go back to the chlorine, since you were on that topic a second ago, that exactly, guys, is why I say do not use sucralose or Splenda. Exactly what I went into detail yesterday, that explained it perfectly. Splenda is a chlorocarbon. It has a chlorine atom attached to a sugar molecule. That is how Splenda is formed. And as I said yesterday, when you ingest Splenda, when it enters your body and reaches hydrochloric acid in your stomach, the chlorine atom cleaves off and enters your body as free chlorine gas into the digestive tract. That's why it is so unbelievably toxic to your body, and it ruins the flora, the gut microbes, the probiotics you think that are in your body. If you're taking probiotics, you're wasting your money if you're still eating Splenda, because that stuff ruins anything and everything it touches inside of your body. So, yeah, I just wanted to add those two on there, Dev, since we're on that topic right now.
Well, also, one other thing. Years ago, I have a pool here in the house like everybody else does in Florida. It's kind of those things you kind of wish you could fill it in with a backhoe because of all the problems you have with them. They leak and the water table comes up and they crack and the deck cracks. It's just a big mess. But years ago when I first put the pool in, I used a chlorine generator. I wanted to go with a salt pool because they told me it was easier on swimmers, et cetera. And what they did is they used salt in the water and they separated the chlorine from the sodium and they released free chlorine gas into the water as it was going through the equipment, and it kept the pool super clean. It did. It was super clean. And of course you had the byproducts of it, which was like Drano you had to discharge every so often. But what happened is I noticed that I had all of these ceiling fans, you know, well, several of them on the back porch close to the swimming pool. And you remember this, Austin, one of those fans rusted so they wouldn't even turn on anymore from the chlorine gas. Just the other day, we were looking at some property down the road. Some friends were thinking about buying it, and so they asked us to look at the house with them, and they had put the chlorine, they had a chlorine generator, and they had it underneath their back deck, and it was closed up. And I just started laughing, and I said, where's the pool equipment with the chlorine generator? They said it was closed on the back deck. I said, I can guarantee you everything inside of that closed compartment is basically rusted. Yep. They said, well, how do you know that? I said, I guarantee it's rusted. I said, because it can't handle the chlorine gas. And you and I remember, both of us also, we walked inside of that room underneath that house, and everything, the terminals, the electrical nodes, the boxes, everything had oxidized from the chlorine gas. It's that poisonous and it's that corrosive. So guys, why do you want to drink it? And why do you want to put it in your body with Splenda? Filter the water. That's why I don't drink tap water in restaurants. I don't do it. I'll bring my own Voss bottle in glass, and it's filled with distilled water. And I'll ask them, do you sell distilled water or do you have anything here in glass that's not in plastic? I'll buy it from you. And say, well, no, we don't have that. And I'll say, okay, then you can I drink my own water? And their response is always, yeah, that's fine. Because they don't care. They don't, because you're going to buy a meal anyhow. If they don't have what you want to drink, why do you want to drink what they have if it's going to compromise your health? I mean, I won't even use ice cubes in restaurants anymore because they got chlorine in them. It's no reason to put a toxic agent like this that wreaks havoc on your thyroid gland into your system. Even in ice cubes, I just stay away from it. Oh, by the way, let's change topics real quick. Iceland, by the way, put their top bankers in jail now. They basically caused the bankruptcy of Iceland a few years back. They put the top bankers in jail for 46 years. This is Investment Watch. Iceland has found 9 top bankers guilty and sentenced them to decades in jail for crimes related to the 2008 economic crash. On Thursday, Iceland's Supreme Court returned a guilty verdict for all nine defendants in basically messing with the market and manipulating the market. After a long-running court trial, which began in April of last year, it was a huge international, the name of the company was Kaupthing. It was a big international bank headquartered in Reykjavik, Iceland. It expanded internationally for years, but collapsed in 2008 under huge debts, crippling the small nation's economy. 46 years in jail for the stinking bankers and the Rothschild boys. And then they threw the Rothschild Central Bank out of Iceland, and now that whole economy and that whole nation is prospering under debt-free currency. Guys, it's what we had in this country before 1913, before these lowlife came in with their little Satan groups and decided to take over everything. What do you think about that, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. That's amazing that they were actually able to do that. And honestly, I'm surprised that they've been prospering, not because they don't have the ability to do so, that they didn't have some type of other banker organization or, you know, is some type of somebody else getting in there and trying to manipulate it. But I guess if they were able to actually cleanse that place out completely, it doesn't surprise me at all, which is pretty cool. Also, too, on another topic with Obamacare, you know, one topic that was brought up at that debate that I thought was very, very important that needed to be addressed is how Hillary kept saying that Obamacare just needed a few things to be changed, that she didn't want to scrap it. And she kept saying that and putting that pointer out there where Trump said it needs to be completely repealed and start over from the beginning. He's absolutely right about that. Everything that was written in Obamacare was intentionally designed to hurt the American population, enslave us further, and increase profits for the insurance companies. The Obama co-ops are falling fast. We've already talked about that repeatedly. Premiums are going through the roof now, with lower premiums being average of around $2,500 a year for a low premium. And now the Obamacare penalties are really starting to stack up. One of the threats made by the law was that after a certain period, anybody who didn't bend essentially to the government edict to buy health insurance would be slapped with a penalty. Listen to this, though, guys. By the Investor's Business Daily reports now, and for 2016, the Obamacare fine will be hitting 8 million Americans and will be totaling over $3 billion in penalties, guys. $3 billion now is being siphoned from the American population back into the government. That's what this was all about from the beginning, was adding another way to enslave the population, increase the profits for the insurance companies, and tax us in another venue if we don't already have taxes enough. So it's pretty crazy when you think about it. The legislation forces you to buy even more expensive health care that King Obama lied about repeatedly, saying it was going to cost us less. And then when you don't buy it, you're penalized when you don't buy something you literally can't afford. I mean, that whole concept to me has I've never understood it at all. So if you're healthy, you don't go to the hospital, you don't need to go to the doctor, you're going to be fined by the government again, taking money from you, essentially at gunpoint, if you don't pay it. The deductibles are going through the roof, and I love the fact that Trump even brought up that Clinton blatantly stated that Obamacare is crazy just before this, and then Hillary tried to sit there and defend it and say that it was something that was basically good. No, guys, this is one of those things that needs to be abolished immediately, and I'm pretty certain that Trump will do that if he gets in office, because nobody needs to be. I mean, now the fines are, I think they're pushing per person now, we're pushing like $1,200 or $1,400 a year per person is what we're going to be pushing going into 2017 now for fines. I mean,
I think it's $3,000 or $4,000 is the limit so far. I'm sure I'll be fine with whatever the maximum limit is on this, because you know we've got the three kids still at home, my mom, your mom and I, and so. But I refuse. I told you guys what I did when they started jacking the premiums up, and I was paying $2,000 a month for health insurance, and I used it for years and years and years, never got sick. I canceled that mess 5 years ago. I said, "The heck with this stuff. Heck with this. Man, heck with this. This is crazy. $2,000 a month payments. Are you insane? This is insanity." And see, now it's higher than that. If you're self-employed and you're trying to get insurance for yourself without some ridiculous $15,000, $20,000 deductible, and that's what Trump said too. He said the deductibles have become so high in Obamacare that no one will ever see the insurance anyhow, and all they're doing is making payments.
Yep.
I mean, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. Anyhow, back to another story. Deutsche Bank bankruptcy would collapse the world financial system, according to Jim Rogers. The main reason the U.S. government wants $14 billion in penalties from the German bank is that the United States government is deep in debt. They've got a giant deficit, and they're desperate for money, as you see right now with Obamacare, Austin. They'll try to get it anywhere they can, Jim Rogers, financial commentator and investor, told Russian News Today. Germany's Deutsche Bank reportedly failed to reach an agreement with the U.S. on settling a fine. The bank is facing $14 billion in fines from the U.S. Justice Department for mis-selling mortgages in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis. What about all the other banks that did the exact same thing? Where are their $14 billion fines? $14 billion fine to you Germany's Volkswagen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know how many cars you have to make $14 billion? It's insanity what the United States government is doing and how they're singling out certain companies in the world right now to siphon more and more and more money off of. Why? Because the United States deficit is $1 trillion a year right now. And they basically are having to borrow more and more and more and more money from the Rothschild banking card, even though the interest is very, very low. They were getting deeper and deeper and deeper into debt with the national debt. And guys, it can't continue like this. We have to nationalize the Federal Reserve. It has to be done. We've got to take control of it back from the Rothschilds, exactly what Germany did in 1933. If we do that, if we nationalize all of the things they've stolen from us, that they've stolen with their fiat currency, and make the United States population the stockholders of this, and make it the premiums, et cetera, from the dividend distributions of these giant corporations that they've stolen with their fiat currency, then at that point in time, we'll be allowed to get out of debt again like we were in 1912. In 1912, we were the largest creditor nation in the world. Within just a few decades, we turned into a debtor nation, and now we're the largest debtor nation in the world, siphoning more and more jobs off to the NAFTA, to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, now the Transatlantic Partnership, all of these things Obama was supposed to get done, that Hillary has already said it's a gold standard for trade deals, which she will sign into law immediately. And you know, the thing about it is, Austin, I'm going to say this again about Hillary, and I hate talking about it all the time because the woman really nauseates me, but I will say this. Here's the thing. I got to give her credit for one thing. And I talked about this. In fact, I ran the show again, I think it was Wednesday, 2 weeks ago. You guys can hear it, about why the eyes of the Democrats and the eyes of the unbeliever have been blinded. They cannot see the truth, even though you hit them right in the face with it. It's not that the Democrats don't know that she never stops lying. It's not that they don't know she's a lesbian. They actually applaud that. It's not that they know that she's an adulteress. They applaud that. It's not that they don't know that she's a witch, because a lot of them applaud that. It's none of those things. It's not that they know she didn't kill all those people in Benghazi. They don't care about that. It's not because she's about to start the war with Russia. She said that on national TV. They don't care about that. But here's what they care about. They care about more entitlements and handouts coming from the Democratic Party. That's why they're voting for Hillary. They know all of the stuff about Hillary, and they're still planning on voting for her. They don't care that she is a witch, or all the things that I've mentioned to you. They don't care. It doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't matter that she worships Lucifer. It doesn't matter to these people that she does that. They don't care, as long as they get their entitlement. They know all the stuff about her. I mean, there was no big revelation done with that debate the other night with Donald Trump, Austin. Everybody already knew all those things about Bill Clinton. Everybody already knew all that stuff about Hillary. Everybody knew all of that stuff. Lenin told their followers back in Russia, what you do, Stalin did the same thing. What you do is you accuse the people who stand against you of doing the very things that you do until you blame shift and put it all back on them. She sat right there and said, after he pointed out about her 30-something thousand emails that she basically deleted, she said, Donald Trump lives in an alternate universe and everything he just said basically is a lie or is not true. Are you kidding me? We all know she did that. We all, but it doesn't matter. She's so caught up in the lie, so caught up in the mind control, so caught up with the CIA that she will sit there and just look at the camera and say, he's lying about everything. And everybody, and that's why they started booing her from the audience, because they knew that she was lying. And she can't stop it. She can't stop lying. She's a filthy, filthy pagan is what she is, and she can't stop lying. And the sad part about it is that the American population who are voting for her, they don't care because they want their freebies, and that's all they care about. And they want their gay rights, and they want their transgender bathrooms, and they want their abortion rights, and they want all of the things that have deteriorated and degraded the United States. They want to maintain all of that stuff, and sadly, she'll give it to them, Austin. Plus, she'll give them World War III. And when all those mushroom clouds start popping up all over the place and they realize that they screwed the goose, they're going to say, uh-oh, what did we do? By then, it'll be too late, guys. The World Health Organization will be all over us with their FEMA camps and with their martial law, medical martial law. We're going to have the United Nations all over us trying to – it's going to be a nightmare. That's what she wants to take the United States. That's what she said the other day. She's willing to go to war, to a nuclear exchange with Russia over Syria so that Qatar can put its gas pipeline in, because she is owned and totally – control the banking community, which are her head Satanists. They tell her what to do, and she does what they do. She's their bootlicker is what she is. And whatever they say, she does, regardless of the consequences of the population or the families in this country.
Yeah.
There.
I couldn't have said it much better, man. That was definitely pretty accurate on everything.
All right, what's your next story?
Well, this is a completely different topic. Now, to switch gears a little bit here, Nestle now has been given the green light to continue bottling and profiting from the national forest out in California, as if California does not already have a significant enough of an issue with droughts and wildfires. A California federal judge just gave Nestle the go-ahead to continue stealing more water from San Bernardino National Forest. Nestle's become infamous for trying to privatize and essentially steal water from over 50 springs throughout the United States, most of them from residents in small towns that they monopolize. In the recent turn, the federal judge in California just gave the corporation permission to continue drawing water from San Bernardino Forest, despite holding a permit that expired in 1988 that they couldn't get renewed. Activists were hopeful on at least one to try and stop Nestle from taking the water. The Courage Campaign Institute and the Center for Biological Diversity launched a lawsuit in 15. However, Nestle continued to keep drawing the water. They fought numerous lawsuits in the area over taking water. What's crazy about this is they pull in roughly 36 million gallons from Strawberry Creek out of the National Forest, San Bernardino National Forest, every year. And the only thing they paid is a stainless steel pipeline permit that cost them $524 annually a year to take out 36 million gallons a year. And now with this new judgment from this California federal judge, they essentially have carte blanche to continue siphoning the water out. And Gary Ernie, who's retired from the Forest Service, he said Nestle is trying to corner the market on potable water in California so they can essentially own and control the entire monopoly with water out in California. And guys, this is what's starting to happen now. We see these corporations that are being bought up by their interlocking corporate directorships with the Rothschild-controlled banks. Essentially, that's where it all comes down to. They're trying to own the infrastructure. They're trying to monopolize all the water. They're trying to monopolize all the food with Monsanto and essentially own the market in that, which they already own more than 50% now as far as with the corn. I think 80% now of the corn in the United States is now Monsanto or GMO. They're even now getting into the wheat market, even though there is no legal GMO wheat actually being sold on the market legally. They've still almost completely cornered the market with about 70 to 80% of the wheat now, even natural wheat that's not even supposed to be having anything sprayed on it. They're still spraying it with glyphosate, which is what Monsanto is their key selling product, which is an herbicide. It causes the product to basically dry up, and it makes it easier to harvest 3 days before they harvest it. That's why we're seeing such a massive explosion in Crohn's disease, leaky gut, all types of irritable bowel problems, every type of digestive issue you can probably think of. They're all starting to stem back from glyphosate. Now we have Nestle completely cornering the market, siphoning off $36 million a year out of the forest. This is their overall goal. If they can get their main corporations to control the food and the water, there will be no resistance from anything. Remember, nobody's going to put up a fight if you have no food and you have no water. Nobody is going to stand up for their constitutional rights if they have no food or they have no water. That's why it's so important to stay on top of things, to always have at least a few months of backup food, even if it's just dehydrated beans and rice, if you want to go through the effort to get those packed up, or if it's something like the dehydrated survival food that we carry here at Health Masters. Having something on hand at all times as a preventative backup allows you to not be a victim. It allows you to be self-sufficient in most situations that come. That's the same way we tell you about the water. It's really good to have stored water on hand and also have your own purification system like the distillation water system, and then have something on backup for an emergency like the Berkey water system. But being self-sufficient and ready to handle yourself in any situation or most situations that arise is so important right now, guys, because we've never been like this in the United States, where we're so dependent on the government and on basically every type of market. We're always going to the store every 2 or 3 days to buy something. That's how we are now. We've never been like this in society. We've always been self-sufficient up until about 50 to 60 years ago, when technology and laziness essentially came in form afterwards, and people started becoming completely reliant and undisciplined in what they do every day. So guys, understand this is happening, and it's happening fast. And if Nestle continues this, which they're doing all over the country right now, they're going to essentially own it. And remember, guys, when they did that water testing about a year ago on bottled water, they found that Nestle and about 30 other bottled water companies were still testing positive for fluoride in their water. Guys, there's never really any type of significant amount of fluoride in spring water unless it's being added to it after the bottling process. It may be, you know, 0.0001 parts per million. These were testing up and actually registering in as significant amounts of fluoride, not as much, but as close to as much as they're putting in the municipal water city supplies. So understand that with the bottled water. Just because you buy bottled water does not mean you're getting clean water. They're adding stuff to this water when they bottle it. So be aware of that when you're drinking it. That doesn't even include the BPA and all the other contaminants that are leaching in through the plastic. But that's what's going on right now, guys. So be very aware and understand that, especially what happens in the next month with the election, you have to stay self-sufficient as possible. Even if that means not going out to eat dinner, not spending the $30 to $40 on a Saturday night on a wasted meal and paying all that money, putting a little bit of money aside so that food and water will be accessible to you and your family if something does arise in the near future, guys. I can't be any more clear than that.
You're dead on. In fact, right now I have got my distillers running full from the refrigerator from the hurricane last week, and we've got 16 gallons, another 24 gallons. I mean, we got like 38 gallons, you know, 40 gallons of water stored up at the house right now, all distilled.
Yeah.
You know, and then I, you know, so we just keep it. You know, if I thought the storm was going to be heavy with us, I'd have filled all my bathtubs up. You know, I think we got three bathtubs or two bathtubs or something like that. I think we have two bathtubs. I fill both bathtubs up and let them, you know, basically, you know, be full of water, because that way you got free, clean water in the bathtubs. But guys, listen to me. If this thing goes down with Hillary Clinton, God help us all. May God have mercy on this country. May God have mercy on this country. And of course, I don't know why God would have mercy on us, except for the Christians that have continued to pray because of this ridiculous abortion stuff that we've done. By the way, turn off and stop using the devices. Samsung tells all Galaxy Note 7 users over the exploding concerns. Samsung has temporarily suspended production of its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone due to continued problems with overheating and fires. The company has urged owners of both the originals and replacements to power them down and stop using the devices. Consumers will either, with either an original Galaxy Note 7 or replacement Galaxy Note 7, should power them down and stop using them. Samsung Electronics' worst ever recall could cost the company as much as $17 billion after it halted sales of its flagship Galaxy Note 7 for the second time, spelling almost certain end for the ill-fated premium model. Samsung announced the recall of 2.5 million Note 7s in early September, following numerous reports of the phones catching fire, and on Tuesday, the crisis deepened. The company told mobile carriers to stop sales or exchange the 882 device and ask users to shut them off. Wow. Guys, I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. I want to thank you for getting your distillers and your water treatment systems and your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you. I appreciate all of you. We love you guys. I thank you for signing up for the newsletters. We're getting a tremendous response on sending out the links to the newsletter or to the talk shows every single day. Thank you for that. So guys, I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. We love you guys. Austin, go ahead and finish the show, buddy.
Yeah. Absolutely, guys. Everything, we appreciate everything. Anything you need, give us a call or email us at healthmasters.com. The product of the week right now that's winning is the GHI Cleanse, which is an incredibly good product. If it wins, it will be replacing the adrenal support as the product of the week tomorrow. Not sure what the discount's going to be on the GHI, but it'll be good as always. The GHI is a very good product for people that are having issues with digestive problems, especially people that have had glyphosate toxicity, is what I like to call it now, been issues with the gut. Cutting out wheat products, cutting out dairy, cutting out any type of GMO food is obviously the first key, but also, too, getting in the proper nutrients, like all the digestive and anti-inflammatory properties that are in the GHI Cleanse, along with the L-glutamine and the full vitamin mineral spectrum. So that's a really, really popular product. We sell a lot of it. We always have. It's been very, very, very beneficial to a lot of people. So that is winning right now, and a couple other products are very close and behind. So check that out at healthmasters.com. You can go on there and read about it, see which one you want to vote on. We did that, you know, we started doing that shoot 2-3 years ago because we wanted to kind of give everybody on our website and our customers the ability to kind of say, hey, you know, what products do you want to see on sale next week? So when people always go, you know, oh, well, you're not having a sale right now. Guys, we have a sale every week. We have a sale on a single product every week that we let you guys vote on. We let you guys do it. Say, hey, here's the products that we have good stock on right now, good inventory. Vote which one out of the five you want and pick it. And that way, we'll discount it for you guys. On top of that, we also have on the right-hand side the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, which is almost 20% off. We have the Maximum Health Kits underneath that, which are anywhere from 5 to 20% off on all types of different kits. There's a lot of options on our website for discounts, specials, and deals. All you got to do is go on our website and look for it. You know, we don't always have coupons running all the time simply because we have to be able to maintain inventory and product structure as long as possible, and we try to do coupons whenever we can, however we can, but we have stuff running all the time with kits and product of the week on a regular basis on the website, guys. So if you want to check those out, check them out at healthmasters.com. They're always on there, and I appreciate all the emails I've been getting from everybody. We've been getting a lot of emails lately. Been trying to stay up on top of all of them. Dad and I are answering them the best we can. The ones that we can answer, there's some of them that I've gotten a few of that there's not much we can really say because, you know, you guys kind of put us in a situation. So please give us emails when you're sending us stuff. Be as direct as possible, but also to make sure it's for yourself or for a direct family member. Please don't be asking questions again about friends and family that are, you know, second cousin that are friends to your sister and asking them what they can do. Give them your phone number. Give them our phone number. Tell them to call us. We'll be more than happy to talk to them directly over the phone. Email us. Give us a call, guys. Healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.